our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Quote, Walt Disney.
You should. I know this is a podcast. You cannot see the look of concern on the kid's face. Oh, Dad's joking on the first episode. And the lesson there is don't get hit in the head with an anvil.
The songwriting that Disney does is amazing.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? Good talk, buddy. Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 16 of the podcast, Good Talk, Buddy. One dad.
One kid.
One good talk. Hi, pal. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
I am all right. It's been a weird week.
It has.
There's lots going on in the world. Mm-hmm. Just in the world in general. If you are taking 20 to 25 minutes out of your day to sometimes a half an hour to 45 minutes out of your day to listen to this podcast, first of all, the kid and I would like to say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. But also, we're trying to bring some positivity into a time of life that is not at all positive.
Right.
There's not a lot to stay positive about, and it is hard to stay positive, and we just had that conversation this week.
Mm-hmm.
Just when you think that things are getting better, like you're cresting the mountaintop, and you're like, oh, we're almost, and then
almost there.
There's another mountain on the other side of that mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be frustrating.
It really can sometimes.
Yes, we all feel it. Just know that if you're listening to this and you have felt that at any time, doesn't necessarily even have to be over the course of the last 2 years, the COVID years.
Right.
At any time, if you have felt frustrated, you're in good company. We all feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically this week, we have felt that way.
Yeah.
I think you were feeling it the other day, and, you know, I had to say, look, what other choice do we have? We have to be positive, right?
Right.
It's easy to say that and hard to do it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're going to stay positive through all of this.
Through all of it.
We're going to try to put some positivity in the world, and that's what we're going to do with this episode of our podcast, Good Talk, Buddy.
Yeah.
Hopefully have a nice, fun, good talk for you guys here in the next, like I said, half an hour or so. We're going to start out with the countdown this week. The kid has picked the countdown topic.
I have.
So while I am calling up the countdown timer, which I have now in my hot little hand, what is our topic for the countdown, bud?
Our topic for the countdown is Muppet characters.
Muppet characters. That's an excellent topic because there's a lot of Muppet characters.
Yep.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I believe I have wrapped my head around Muppet characters. Here we go.
Kermit.
Miss Piggy.
Gonzo.
Fozzie.
Dang it. Swedish Chef.
Sam the Eagle.
Manam Manam Guy.
Elmo.
Big Bird.
Yeah, okay. Snuffleupagus.
Who?
Snuffleupagus. From Sesame Street. 5 seconds.
Grover.
Rocco the Rock. All right, that's the time. Rocco is a character. He's not a Muppet, but he's a character on the Muppets. With the Muppets. That has been funny. I don't know if you have seen that kid in popular culture, but somebody on Twitter posted the time. You probably remember this from when you were watching Sesame Street. Zoe had Rocco the Rock.
Right.
As her pet.
That's right. I think I remember that.
And her and Elmo were having a conversation, and and she's like, no, Rocco gets a cookie because... Yeah, and Elmo's like, he's a rock. He's not a real person. People have been sharing that on Twitter this week. Like, Elmo had a meltdown. And he did. He was like, Rocco's just a rock. He's not even a real cookie. Or a real person. He can't get a cookie. So that's why I said Rocco, because he's just top of mind.
Right.
But, you know, this is what happens every week with a countdown. As soon as we finish it, I'm like, oh, the Statler and Waldorf, the guys in the balcony.
Exactly. Like,
I always think of...
And now I just thought of, like, the doctor guy.
Yeah, and Ratso the Rat.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Oh, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and his assistant Beaker. Meep, 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 meep. Well, there you go. There's a countdown for you to start off this edition of the podcast. Now we're going to jump right into our topic, what is going to be the topic of our good talk. The kid has the topic Red Solo Cup. He has shaken it up sufficiently, and he's handing me the topic. And our topic for our talk is going to be education.
Education.
Education. Wow. Now, look, I personally believe that there's nothing more powerful in the world that you can do than to educate yourself.
Right.
Than to fill your brain with information. I truly believe, and this is cliche, but I truly believe that the most powerful muscle, it's not a muscle, but the most powerful muscle that you have is your brain.
Right.
So you should work it out every single day. Try to learn something new every single day. Try to fill your head with information every single day. And you know from your mom and I giving you these talks over the course of the years how important we think education is.
Right.
You are in the education system. You are in a public school.
Exactly.
So,
I am.
Yeah. So how do you feel like... We were just having this chat this morning.
We were, actually.
That there are things that you learn that they teach you in fifth grade that you might go, what?
Exactly.
And why am I learning this?
Why am I learning this? I won't use it ever again.
Yeah, well, you know, that there's some a little bit of truth to that when it comes to things later on. Like, I learned algebra. Never once in my life have I used algebra. Not one time. After I finished algebra, I was finished with algebra. However, I think that there are things that they teach you that they're laying the groundwork for you learning other things. Like, you can't understand the principles of higher mathematics if you don't understand the just basic principles of mathematics.
Right.
Kind of the same thing with science. You learn the basic building blocks of science, then they start layering new things on top of that, and you go, oh, I understand because I know what matter is.
Exactly.
I know what the nucleus is.
I know what two atoms are called together. A molecule.
What is that? Yeah, there you go, a molecule. So now you have the basic understanding. So when you get into organic chemistry, if you ever take that, you're going to know, oh, well, I've got the basics covered. It's kind of like learning the alphabet. You have to learn the alphabet before you can read.
Yeah.
Because you have to know what those shapes mean. What's that crazy thing that's got a line up there and a line down there and it's got a line through it? Oh, that's an A. And it sounds like ah or a, depending on whether it's a short vowel or a long vowel sound. So there are basic building blocks to education.
Right.
You've been in public school. You're in fifth grade. Do you feel like you are learning things and enjoying the things that you're learning?
Yes, I do.
And do you feel like each year that they just challenge you just enough, or do you sometimes feel overwhelmed?
It's kind of half and half.
Yeah.
So sometimes I feel overwhelmed, but that's very rare for me to feel overwhelmed because of schoolwork that they give me.
Yeah. And you have good teachers, too. You've been blessed to have some good teachers.
Right.
So when we talk about when you know, the topic is education, and we're talking about education, let me ask you, kid, from your perspective and all the things that your mom and I have told you, what do you think of when you hear the word education?
I think of college and jobs.
Okay.
Because mostly whenever I hear the word education, it's circling back to, oh, you need an education to go to do this job.
True. That's true. Now, let's be clear. Not everybody should go to college. Not everybody has to go to college.
Right.
It just depends on what it is that you particularly want to do with your life. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to be a tradesman and build houses, you don't have to go to college to build a house. You should probably go to trade school and learn how to
build.
Be a craftsman. Yeah, a craftsman as a carpenter. Or if you want to be an electrician, you don't need to go to college, but you're probably going to have to go to electrician school. And become an electrician's apprentice and learn from somebody. So there's education involved in every job.
Exactly.
And some people enjoy school and some people just don't. You probably go to school with people who hate school.
Yeah, I can say I do.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel bad for people that hate school because I don't know why that happens or how that happens. It's probably a combination of I don't like being here. I don't feel comfortable being here.
It's so boring.
It's boring or whatever. But to me, that is a lack of understanding what education is supposed to do.
Right.
It's supposed to unlock parts of your brain where you go, oh, that's interesting. It's supposed to not be boring. It's supposed to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And where it really gets to not be boring is in college. Because you literally do get to pick what you want to study.
Exactly.
Now, you still have to take a few basic classes.
Right. But that's normal.
Yeah, you have to take, sometimes you have to take, like, an English 101 before they'll let you take advanced English classes. Sometimes you have to take those basics and get those out of the way. But you'll get to study whatever it is that you want to. Like, if you want to be a video game designer, your class schedule is going to be filled with computer engineering, graphic design,
yep,
things like that. And it's an interesting time because an awful lot of times, a lot of friends of mine in college, they thought they were going to be one thing and ended up being something completely different.
That's right.
They go, you know what? This isn't for me.
I don't want to study this anymore.
Yeah, which is a great thing. You get to change your mind.
Exactly.
You get to go, you know what? I thought I was going to be a doctor, and nope, I don't. I'm tired of organic chemistry. I don't want to do that anymore. I think I'll just become a lawyer. Or, you know what? I really like that marketing class I took. I'm going to go get a business degree. So those things will morph and change over time. What is it about school that you like? What's your favorite thing about going to get your education?
Probably English class.
Yeah.
Because I love reading stories. Sometimes if it's like a fictional story, we get to create our own stories in class.
Yeah.
And I just like writing papers about these, like, historic, because I've been learning about the Civil War.
Sure.
In English. I used to read about Native Americans in English, stuff like that.
I think that's great. And that's what I was telling you off air, outside of the podcast, that is giving you a larger appreciation for the country that you live in.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you start to understand the history, that it didn't just start yesterday, that it's been here for a while.
Millions of years.
Right. And the country in its current state as a republic has been a republic since, 250 years almost. Mm-hmm. And so that has a history. But even before then, there's a history for this country.
Right.
Even before it was the United States of America, this land has a history. And it's important to learn that. Mm-hmm. So you have an appreciation for where we are and all the conveniences of modern life. We're watching a television series called 1883.
Yep.
And it's interesting because it's, I don't know how historically accurate that the actual series is to the time, but at one time, people crossed great swaths of uncharted territory.
Like rivers.
Yeah, they had to go across rivers, and there were no roads. You just had a wagon train and you tried to find the best place to go.
You just had a horse and you were just frolicking around in the grass.
And you didn't have a stove, you cooked over a fire.
Right.
And you didn't have a home, you lived in a tent or in a wagon.
And you didn't have like water purifiers or anything. No. You had to do a completely different thing to get clean water.
No air conditioning, no plumbing.
Nope.
So yeah, to me, if you don't learn that, and if you don't watch that, and you don't see that, and you can't visualize that, how can you have an appreciation for the really easy lives that we live now?
Exactly.
Now, what we were just talking about when we opened the show, it can be a hard time. Today is a hard time, but a hard time in modern life is a lot easier than a hard time back in the 1800s.
Right, because the hard times in the 1800s was bandits, animals, stuff like that.
Yeah, you got bit by a rattlesnake while you were trying to just get water to cook your dinner.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's just a different time. We have an awful lot of convenience that we take for granted.
We really do.
When you have, when it's cold outside, like it is wintertime right now, it's cold outside, we have heat. You know, we don't have to sleep outdoors and worry if we're going to freeze to death. That's a convenience. And even though things can be inconvenient, you have to look at the conveniences versus the inconveniences and say, well, all things considered, we're pretty lucky.
Yeah.
Really? So I think it's important to educate yourself on things like that so you do have perspective. What are some things that you're looking for? Like, you know, you and I were talking this morning. You're going to be in middle school next year.
That's true.
What are some things that you're looking forward to as far as your continued education down the line?
Well, it depends. Do you mean like actually learning or extracurricular activities?
Either one. Yeah, either one.
Well, as far as activities go, mm-hmm. I would love to be in, if there's like a coding club,
sure,
like a video game club, something like that.
Yeah.
And if there's not, if they do have like a soccer team,
mm-hmm.
I would love to be a part of the soccer team or the basketball team.
Yeah.
Definitely not the football team. I don't think I'm fit for that yet.
Okay. Those are some of the things that make school fun.
Right.
Those extracurricular activities.
Plus, it literally has it in the name, extracurricular.
Curricular, right. So outside the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the things in the classroom that you might be looking forward to learning in middle and high school?
Science?
Yeah.
Science. You get to do more experiments.
Yeah.
As you grow older. And it seems like a lot of fun just doing those different experiments.
I think that's cool. And right now, your 10-year-old self, I think it changes maybe week to week. But what do you think, if you go to college, which we're pretty sure that you will.
Yeah.
If you go to college, what do you think that you might be a course of study for you, setting you up for a future career?
Definitely English classes. Maybe math classes here and there, like writing classes, stuff like that. Understanding new words. So like
I think you want to be a creative writer in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
Right.
And if I know like a new word and I know what it means, I could just like go, oh, I learned this in college. I can put it in my book if it fits really well.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. And one of the things that a continued education will do to you is it exposes you to other writers.
That's right.
So if you want to be a writer, the best thing you can do is read successful writers.
Mm-hmm.
So you read their work and you get inspired by it. Or you say, boy, that was a interesting way to explain that, or an interesting choice for that character. Or an interesting reveal, that structure of that person's novel is different than this novel.
That's how I feel with the books that I'm reading right now. Like, mm-hmm. right now, I'm reading books like Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Big Nate, stuff like that, anime books, you know.
Yeah.
And it's really inspiring for me. I love the art style mm-hmm. of it, but also the writing is really good, and the storyline is amazing. It's just really good.
That's good. And as you said, some of those are like novels.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those are a series. And some of those are graphic novels. So it's good to expose yourself to all different types of writing, because all of that will get into your brain.
Right.
And all of that will then come out your pen. You'll mix all of that stuff together and you'll come out with your own style
mm-hmm.
eventually.
And
so I think that's great.
And right now, I really love reading stuff like graphic novels because they're kind of like comics in a way,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have the potential as comics because it's just a regular take a book like, I don't know, Lord of the Flies.
Mm-hmm.
If you could create that into a graphic novel, it would still be the same book,
mm-hmm.
but it would look like a comic book, and it would be awesome.
That's true. And sometimes, you know, I mean, one of the great things, you and I have had this talk, one of the great things about reading is that it takes your imagination to a different place in time.
Right.
And sometimes it's great to just be able to close your eyes and imagine what the writer is describing.
Mm-hmm.
And other times it's kind of cool for them to give you, oh, this is what the writer had in mind when he's writing this scene. This is a graphic representation of what they had in mind.
Right.
So both ways to approach it are really cool. But I'm glad that you like school. I hope that you continue to like school, even on days when you wish you weren't in school. I hope that you continue to like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's our little good talk on the topic of education. If you have anything to add. Oh, by the way, let me just add this. I have a tremendous amount of respect for teachers.
Teachers, yes.
Anybody whether you're an elementary educator or a higher educator, it doesn't matter to me. Or if you're a trade school teacher, whatever you choose to teach, I have a tremendous amount of respect for people that can impart knowledge that they have to somebody else and do it in a way that makes that person understand it, but also makes that person feel comfortable asking questions, makes that person feel there is no such thing as a silly question. Teachers are so important.
Right. And
they are literally building our future.
And with that knowledge that they give their students, the students can take that knowledge and add stuff to it that the teachers have never seen before.
That is true. Yeah. Good teachers aren't just talking to their students, they're talking with their students.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, teachers, for all that you do. And I know that this is we talk about it, this is a crazy time with COVID, masks, sickness. There's an awful lot of pressure on teachers in person in schools now. Thank you. God bless you all for doing what you do. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Yes. All right. You know what it's time for now.
Utah, give me two.
Give me two. Our topic for Gimme Two is your two favorite movie villains. Bad guys in movies. Did you have two favorites?
I do. This was a hard one to choose.
Yeah, there are an awful lot. Look, good movies, I think, action movies, they have to have conflict.
They really do. Stuff like Avengers.
Yeah, so the better the bad guy, the better the movie is.
Exactly, because there's more conflict, there's more story, and people are invested in it.
Absolutely. All right, so you have your two villains.
Mm-hmm.
I have my two. Do you want me to guess or you want to guess?
You guess mine.
All right, I'm going to guess one of your favorite villains is Kylo Ren.
No.
Oh, dang. I'm going to guess one of your favorite villains is Thanos.
Nope.
Oh, I'm 0 for 2 this week. All right, yeah. Well, who are your two villains?
Venom and Anakin Skywalker / Darth Vader.
Now, it's hard to argue with that one.
Yeah.
All right. You get to guess mine.
I'm going to say Darth Vader.
Yeah, ding. Yeah.
I'm also going to say Ultron from Age of Ultron.
No.
Ah.
My second favorite villain is the Joker.
The Joker. I forgot about him.
Specifically, the Heath Ledger Joker from that Batman series. The Joker, just in general, even when the old Batman TV show was on in the 60s, and I was watching that as a little kid growing up, the Joker was always my favorite. But, yeah, I love it. And the Jack Nicholson Joker from the Michael Keaton Batman, that's great.
And I know I don't really watch Batman because this isn't like a Batman movie. I watched the Lego Batman movie.
Yeah.
And I like the Joker in that. It's really good.
Yeah. So there's our favorite movie villains. If you have a favorite movie villain, you can shoot that to us. We would love to know what it is. We love hearing from folks that listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Our email address is goodtalkbuddypodcast@gmail.com, or you can just visit our website, goodtalkbuddy.com. There's a contact page. Click on that link. It will open up your email client. You can shoot us an email about anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We love hearing from y'all. All right, kid, before we wrap up the show, you have our quote of the week.
I do. You have to believe that the dots will somehow connect in your future. Quote, Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
Yep.
And Mr. Apple. That kind of goes to education.
It kind of does.
That the dots will connect to your future. So it's everything that you and I were just talking about a little bit, about how you might not understand how those things are going to set you up for the future, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to trust in the education system. Except for algebra. There's no point in...
There's no point in algebra.
All right, hey, man, you know what?
Wait, what? I have something else.
Oh, you do?
I have a surprise gimme two.
A surprise gimme two? All right, well, then it's time for...
Utah, gimme two.
A surprise gimme two.
So the surprise gimme two is our two favorite superheroes. Since we talked about villains.
Okay.
Superheroes.
I have mine.
I believe I have mine as well.
You want me to guess? You're going to guess mine.
I want you to guess mine.
I'm going to say Iron Man.
Yep, ding, ding, ding.
And I'm going to say Captain America.
No.
Ugh.
Hulk.
Hulk. Okay. All right. So you get to guess mine now.
I'm going to say Captain America.
Nope.
Ah! Iron Man?
Iron Man, ding, ding.
Okay. I got one for...
Yeah, and the other one's Batman.
Batman.
And we've talked about this because the reason why I like Tony Stark and Bruce Wayne is that as Iron Man and Batman is they're just real dudes.
They're just dudes that made suits and gadgets.
Yeah, they didn't take
stuff.
Some shot like Captain America and grow muscles and become a super soldier.
And they didn't get bit by a radioactive spider like Spider-Man
or the gamma radiation like Hulk.
Right.
They're just dudes with cool suits.
Fun crime.
And lots of money.
They're billionaires. It's like, what's your superpower?
I'm rich.
I'm a billionaire.
I'm rich. Yeah. All right. So now that the good additional good gimme two there, buddy. But now, can we finally say, yeah, you know what?
What?
Good talk, buddy.
Good talk.
We'll see you next week. To subscribe to the podcast, just find Good Talk Buddy on your favorite podcast app, Apple, Spotify, Google Play Store. You get the idea. Good Talk Buddy. Subscribe now.
And you can also visit our website, goodtalkbuddy.com.
And to send us an email, goodtalkbuddypodcast@gmail.com.
Wow, that's a mouthful.